Hello, and welcome back to the Couple's Guide to Stranger Things podcast. I'm Sian.
It's been so long, I have no idea who I am.
I think your name might be Tim.
I thought so. That's the name that entered my head as well. Or are we just one letter off? Tom.
That's it. Tom.
And I'm Tom.
And we're just a couple of super fans who met through our love of Stranger Things.
So, if we can remember how to do this thing, we're going to be catching up on everything that's happened in the last 3 months, which isn't too much until two days ago,
when Stranger Things dropped a behind-the-scenes teaser.
That they did, and it's about time too.
Absolutely. So, shall we dive into it all then?
Let's go head first.
Guess who's back again. The pod is back. Tell your friends.
We are back,
and we apologise for having been off for about a good 3 months.
We never intended it to be that long, but...
No, we did not.
My God.
Things kind of took a bit of a dramatic turn. Yeah. But even before the wah came along, the plan was to try and do a couple of episodes to kind of catch up on ourselves, so that we still had some content going even when the baby got here. But of course, she had to make it about her.
Yeah. Like, that's what the last 3 months has been. It's been her telling us very, very strictly that she owns our life now.
She is the boss.
She owns this house. She owns us. She owns Harry.
Yeah.
That's it. She's taken over. She is the boss baby.
She is the boss baby, and we are only able to bring this podcast out because she has allowed it.
We had to pretty much beg on our hands and knees for this to happen, and we're on a very tight schedule. She's not very happy.
No. So I will just flash back a bit to March. A couple of days before our baby girl was born, I ended up in hospital with high blood pressure. And so, yeah, it was all a bit dramatic, really. And poor Tom was having to hold the fort at home with Harry. It's hilarious now, isn't it? Because that would seem easy now.
Oh.
Now that we've got two.
Wouldn't it just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, our baby was born on Easter Sunday. Her name is Emily, but we mainly call her Emmy. And yeah, in all seriousness, she's completed our little family, hasn't she?
She really has, that's it. Harry absolutely adores her.
Yeah.
A bit too much sometimes.
Yeah.
She's very questioning of him. But,
I mean, can you blame her when she gets squeezed to death almost every single day?
Squeezed to death, leaned over, smothered.
Yeah.
Grabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not subtle.
He's not, but he is also 2.5, so we forgive to an extent.
She sure doesn't.
No. So, yeah, life has been incredibly busy. It's been all over the place. Any of our listeners who have children or know of people that have got children, you'll understand. It really turns your life upside down.
Had to get that in there.
I had to. As soon as I thought about it, I was like, oh my God, get it in there.
Yeah. So, on the other hand, if you are still listening, thank you very much for sticking around.
Yeah.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's it. I don't know, maybe we have lost listeners, but if you are with us, we thank you so much. And we're hoping we can stick to this now.
Yes, so that's it. So scheduling-wise, we should probably say, we're thinking of making it every Friday now, aren't we?
Yeah, either every Friday or Saturday,
yeah.
But only one a week, because we want to be able to keep up with it, and we know we won't be able to keep up with two a week.
That's it.
So it's better to have at least one a week than nothing.
Exactly.
For and 3 months.
And that's it. We're thinking of the Friday so that then you've got the weekend to listen to us rather than, you know, through the week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, with all that in mind then, with what we've been up to the last 3 months, it's meant that, for me personally, I have not been on our social media that entire time.
No.
Until today. So for me, I have wrote some notes. I've gone through the Stranger Things page and just had a little look through and explore at things that have kind of happened over the last 3 months. So I've wrote down some notes and I'm kind of going to quiz you.
Okay,
Tom,
yeah.
Over things that have happened and questions that that's raised for me,
yeah,
or that may have raised for you. So we can discuss them a bit.
Yeah.
And then we'll go on to the behind the scenes little teaser.
Alrighty.
So, first thing...
Fire away.
Oh, thank you. First thing I found was that lots more of the cast have visited the First Shadow.
Yes.
So I've seen Finn, Joe, Caleb, Sadie, and that it just excites me because obviously we've seen it.
We have seen it. And of course, the day we went, nobody was there.
Of course.
But yeah, it's still amazing to see the cast going to see it because obviously the Duffers saw it. You know, it's their show. They're going to see it.
David Harbour saw it.
David Harbour saw it. Jamie saw it as well.
Jamie saw it.
There's so many of them.
Cara saw it, I believe.
I think you might be right.
I think she did, yeah. But yeah, in the last couple of months, it's been seen by Finn, Joe, Caleb and Sadie. And it's going to Broadway, which we may have mentioned, I can't remember. But that is really exciting.
It really is.
Honestly, I know we've said it a million times, but if you can fund it, if you can go, oh God, you have to. It's just so good.
It honestly is amazing. That's it. I've probably said this in the episode that we reviewed it, but the problem with that being my first West End show is that nothing else is ever going to meet it.
No.
Ever. Like, I don't care if it's 100 years down the line, nothing's going to top that.
No, I know. But would you want it to?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Exactly.
You know, this is the most important show in our lives.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be beaten, but that's the problem. Nothing is ever going to... Don't get me wrong, things are going to be amazing, you know. Like Harry Potter.
Yes.
I need to see that at some point.
The Cursed Child, it's so good.
I need to see that at some point. And I've heard it's amazing, so I know things will be amazing. I'll still be able to enjoy them. But in the back of my head, I'm still going to be thinking, oh... Stranger Things, though.
But this is the thing, though. I've seen Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and I'm a huge, always have been, a big Harry Potter fan. But even I would say that Harry Potter was a 10 out of 11, and The First Shadow was 11 out of 11.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, you know, even I can admit that. But yeah, so that's really exciting that more of the cast have been to see it, and that is going to Broadway. Now, this is going to sound... It's almost laughable now. I go from that to... Will's new haircut.
Yes, so we're on to the actual show in Helen, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've seen from official photos, actually, as well, that very much, yeah, Will is finally free of that goddamn bowl cut.
Yeah, because as the caption literally said, they've given it to him as a birthday present. And
they remembered his birthday?
I know. I mean... They had to at some point acknowledge his birthday, seeing as they've messed up with it so many times.
When did they post that? Was that for a March birthday?
It was for March birthday.
I swear they said they were going to change it to May.
Do you know what? I'm sure, off the top of my head, something like the 22nd of March or something,
I think
they posted that. So they're just going to go with the fact that they forgot his birthday.
I guess so, yeah. So it's canon that everything in Season 4 is happening on his birthday.
Yeah.
And nobody gives a... Not even his own mother cares
that
it's his birthday.
Honestly, could they do him more dirty if they tried?
I think it is. I've not gone back. Well, we did. Oh, I can't remember. I need to go back on Netflix and see if they've dubbed over his birthday. Because that's what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, we haven't listened to that yet. If any of our followers have already seen that, feel free to message us.
Yeah, because the last time we watched it, they hadn't done yet.
Yeah, because I'm not sure.
Unless I just didn't pay attention. Mm. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, we haven't got to that bit yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
Oh, my God. Well, no wonder we haven't heard it yet.
No. Well, if anyone has seen that recently and wants to let us know, we are Couples Guide to Stranger Things on Instagram. So, send us a DM.
I forgot to mention, we're going to make a YouTube channel for this episode.
Yes.
because of the fact that we're talking about pictures and
soon the backstage
behind the scenes thing. If you're already watching this on YouTube, you're going to be looking at us like, well, yeah, duh. But if you're listening to us through a podcast and you want to see what we're talking about, then you can find us on YouTube. I imagine Couples Guide to Stranger Things will be available.
I hope so.
It damn well better be.
We will edit in, probably, at the end of this episode, whatever we've called our YouTube, so that you can go and find us there.
If needed. If there's no little snippet at the end, then just assume we're Couples Guide to Stranger Things.
Yeah. Or we'll probably put a link, won't we, on our Instagram, I'd imagine?
Yes, indeed, I will. If I remember.
So, going back to Will's haircut, people are going to be like, what's so important about his haircut? For me, it's the fact that he's had time to have a haircut. So how much is this gap?
This is it. So many things are revealing that there must be quite a gap.
Yeah.
Between these two seasons. Because I'm sure they themselves said it's going to be going straight in.
Mm.
But then this whole writer's strike happened. Everyone continued growing up. I guess maybe they just sucked up the fact that they kind of have to skip ahead a bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe they're just covering all this time in the show. Who knows? It might just span that kind of time frame within the show.
Perhaps. I mean, like, another thing for me is this young actress, Nell Fisher.
Who everyone thinks is Holly.
Yes. I was trying to look for evidence of this because at first I was like, how do we know she is? But I found more solid than the other. I found one article where it said that she was taking over as Holly. None of the others mentioned who her character was, neither did the announcement of her joining the cast. But I did notice that someone had commented on her announcement saying, welcome to the cast, the new Holly Wheeler, and she'd liked it.
Hmm. Okay.
So that I assume that's her confirming that she is going to play Holly Wheeler.
Yeah, you can guess that. And thinking about it on Instagram, the, what are they called, the Price twins, original two girls that play Holly.
Yeah.
I feel like through season 3 and 4 filming, they were quite active in posting things about the show.
Yeah.
I don't think they've posted anything about season 5. They've been busy doing their own other projects.
Honestly, I've not seen Nell Fisher in anything, but I've heard really, really good things about her.
I don't think I've seen her in anything either.
I've heard really good things about her and the things she's been in. She's been in horrors before. Mm. But at the same time, this is no disrespect to her as an actress. I'm sure she's going to be brilliant. I'm so sad for the Price twins. They've been there since day one.
Yeah, I hope this is because they've got some big project going on that's taking them.
We've seen them grow up.
We have, and that's it. I don't know. I'm hoping it's because they're occupied somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they've got something big, and I mean, obviously, Stranger Things is huge.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would have easily passed it up. But I hope there's like a proper reason to it, rather than just them recasting them because they thought, oh, we need an actual actor now, as if they're not.
Yeah. I mean, we'll go into this when we look at the behind the scenes, because there's some scenes of the new Holly in there. So we'll discuss it again then. But yeah, definitely worth mentioning that I'd seen that acknowledgement of
Yeah, because that's it.
Actress.
You never believed it was going to be Holly.
No, I was like, she's way much older. But again, we'll discuss that in the behind the scenes.
That's it. But even then, I can't remember how old the Price twins are, but even they look about the same-ish.
They do, yeah.
Age
that's
now,
what
don't
I thought.
So,
we shall see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I don't know what the reasoning behind it is, but
yeah.
Either way.
And the other thing I'd kind of seen was, like, photos here and there. So I saw photos of Sadie and Caleb on set where she is sat on the hospital bed. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's candid photo. It's not that they're physically filming, but the scene is kind of set up and there's a cassette player on the side. And it just kind of sparked my thoughts. Do you think they're playing it constantly to either try and keep her away from Vecna or to try and bring her back, if you know what I mean?
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine they probably do have Kate Bush on repeat.
Yeah,
on
to
that
literally
thing.
Try and keep her safe.
Maybe, yeah, that's a very good point. Because I've seen the picture, but I haven't paid attention to the background.
Mm.
So I didn't realise there was a cassette player. But yeah, I think you're most likely spot on that they've constantly got that playing, and the staff are currently going to be like, what on earth are you doing? And they're just like, shut up.
I'm just fearful of a scene where it's like the cassette stops. Like, you know, I don't know, say...
They make a big thing about it stopping or something like that. Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Yeah, that, like, even the thought of that frightens me. To just imagine it just suddenly going, like, stop.
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, we know that Henry doesn't need to be nearby for his telekinesis to be a thing.
No.
You know, if you've not seen the play by now, then spoilers going to happen, I'm sorry. But in the play, you know, he's killing these animals from miles away.
Yeah.
And then again, in the show, he's lifting people off their feet from miles away from the Upside Down. So we know he doesn't need to be nearby.
No, and funnily enough, that wasn't even what I kind of thought. But I was thinking almost like it was working. It was keeping Vecna distracted away from Max. But then for whatever reason, the cassette stopped. Say it's an evil character. Say it's just a nurse. Say it's...
Oh, I see what you mean.
I don't know, like a storm. And
right,
the
okay.
power gets cut or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Something stops the... And then suddenly Vecna's head is turned and he knows where she is or something like that.
The way I can picture this right now, I can see it zooming in on the cassette.
Yeah.
And then the play button suddenly just pops up.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, so can I.
The camera turns around and he stood next to a bed.
Oh, don't. I actually feel a bit scared. Oh my God, don't.
But yeah, no, originally, that's what I was saying about
this. Oh, that could be a way to lure him in. Maybe they're ready. Maybe they're ready for him.
Okay.
They're all there. Yeah. Elle's
we'll go
there.
With that, then.
Everyone's there.
We'll go with that then, yeah.
My heart can't take it.
Because that's what I thought you were getting at. That's why I mentioned his telekinesis, is that, you know, if he wants to stop the I want to say VHS, can't you tell? I've been busy. Want to say he can just come along and stop the tape. If he can get, you know, if he can figure out where she is. All that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, you could totally imagine it just being some innocent nurse. It's like, why are these kids wasting our power?
Yeah.
The world's falling apart. We're running on generators.
Or like,
stop.
Like a big storm or something. And
yeah,
then,
exactly.
Yeah, I can picture that scene and it already fills me with dread. And then a bit more lighter one here. Nancy and Jonathan sitting in the back of Steve's car. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're looking at the camera and they're looking pretty distressed.
Yeah.
By what they're seeing. I'm guessing maybe they are being driven away by Steve from Vecna, maybe? Because obviously, we know that Vecna knows of Nancy now and has tried... Well, he's already harassed her.
Yeah, he has. Is this... I remember seeing a previs of them literally screaming in the back of a car. Was that for season 5?
Well, I can show you the picture, which we can obviously bring up on our YouTube. It's the so they are looking towards the camera. They're both looking quite distressed.
Right. Are they looking out the back, do you think?
That's a good point. Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because you can see what looks like a car, part of the car.
Yeah.
Seat behind.
Yeah.
Jonathan?
Okay. So they're looking at the back window by the looks of it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I remember there was like a CGI previs.
Well, it actually even says, sitting in the back of Steve Harrington's BMW.
Yeah. There we go. That's it, because I saw a previs render of them two screaming in the back of a car. Like, very cruddy looking CGI, because it's a pre-render.
Mm.
If I can find this, I'll put it on screen as well. I wonder if that's what's going on. They're screaming of something chasing them or something like that. Sort of akin to the flesh flare chasing the wheeler wagon in season 3. While Dustin and Susie are annoying me.
That's it. It did actually make me think of that scene as well. And I'm like, yeah, is it almost like a nostalgia shot kind of thing? But I'm wondering what they're seeing. I mean, we assume it's Vecna, but you don't know. It could be like a mob.
The thing is,
you know, because we saw that being kind of created as well.
It could be
in season 4.
It could be a mob, and there's also a gigantic gate in the floor of Hawkins. It could be
another flesh flare type thing.
It could be that. It could just be a horde of Demogorgons.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't necessarily have to be Vecna.
Exactly, and we know Vecna can obviously go ahead and melt people into whatever he wants, so he could create another flesh layer if they want to do that. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's sending his hordes.
Yeah. Mm. But and other things I've seen, I looked on Ross Duffer's page.
Yeah.
And I've put literally next to this, did we know this? Question mark. As in, did we know this like years ago?
Yeah.
That it's 8 chapters. Because it was a post on them by what looks like it is writing chapter 8.
Yeah.
Showed like a whiteboard blurred out and all this kind of stuff. Did we know it was going to be 8 chapters?
We've known for a while. I think before that, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I can't remember how early they announced it, but they did announce it pretty early that they were going to go with 8 episodes.
And are they splitting it again?
They've not said anything about that. I don't think they have anyway, but my God, I hope not.
I think they will, because it seems to be the theme of how they do things now, because Bridgerton was split. That's just come out, obviously, on Netflix, and then the last season of Stranger Things was split. I think they will, because they want to keep it going for as long as they can, especially with it being the final series.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that or not. Because it's the final one, it's like, it'll be over so quickly if it is all released at once.
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm really torn on that.
I'm torn in that sense, yeah. But having just come out of this first season of the Doctor Who reboot, weekly episodes, even when it's meant to be, that hurt.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're a binge-watching world these days, and Stranger Things has always been a binge-watch show.
And we are binge-watchers ourselves.
Exactly. The whole point of when season 5 releases is that we are yeeting those children at someone, getting in the house alone, and watching it.
Yeah.
And if there's then a pause for however long it is before the last 4 episodes, I might scream.
I just think, well, you might scream.
I think I'm going to scream because, well, either way I'm going to scream, because if it's all in one, we're going to plough through it and then we've got nothing.
Yeah.
We're done. That's it. And I will scream and cry and scream and cry.
And cry some more.
Uh-huh. And if there's a pause, then I'm going to scream in frustration. And then cry when we finish the other half.
If they leave us on a cliffhanger...
Pitchforks.
Pitchforks, yeah. At the ready, everyone. Get sharpening them now. So another thing Ross had posted was that on the 3rd of July, they were halfway through filming.
Yes.
Finn actually got to put the little marble in the jar that they were halfway through filming. So do you kind of have any idea in your head of when you think it might come out?
Well, do we know when they started filming right now? We can easily go look it up.
It was around my birthday, wasn't it? It was around the 5th of January.
It was on your birthday, I feel. I remember that,
I think. Was either on my birthday, the 5th of January, or it was like the day before or the day after.
Because I remember saying, what a Christmas present. What a birthday present.
Yeah, it was something like that.
I'm happy to say I'm confident with that, because I feel like I remember that, saying, girl, that's a birthday present for you. They've started filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fully confident in saying that. So... what is that then? When 5th January, so that's so 7 months now. So if they're halfway through, that means they need 14 months. So another 7.
6.
What will that put us on? December being 12, February.
Oh, interesting. Because
maybe they've started for your birthday and they'll finish on my birthday, February 26th.
Because I personally was thinking that it might come out next year around May time, so it's almost been like it's been a year since whatever's happened. But I don't know now. If you think it might potentially be something like February, I'm like,
if this is the halfway point and they're dead on saying it's going to be exactly that again, then that, if I'm getting my maths right, would it be about February? So
maybe
May could still happen. If they're doing the CGI at the same time, you know, they've got half of the season filmed. They can be working on the CGI now. They don't have to wait until the entire thing's done.
I suppose, yeah, because of the way they do it.
Then again, not many things film in order. So, you know, they're saying they're halfway through. That doesn't mean it's episodes 1 to 4. They could have filmed the last episode first.
But I don't think they did because of the fact that he only recently put that they were working on Chapter 8.
That's true.
That they were scripting
but that's,
it.
That's what I mean. From what they've got, they don't need to film in order.
No.
They never usually do. That's it. Production usually goes by what can we film in this one place right now. That's the cheapest way to do it. Film here, however many episodes that is. Film over there, however many episodes that is. So we don't know which they filmed, but either way, if they're dead on halfway, I think February, and then however long it takes for the rest of the CGI to finish up, may could happen.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I've got before we do go on to the behind the scenes is, and now you had already posted about this on our page, but I don't think it was something that we then got to discuss on the podcast. I don't think so anyway. And that was the picture of Noah / Will with his younger self.
Yeah. I can't remember if we talked about that because I know we discussed it ourselves.
Yeah, and we did post it, but I don't think we got a chance to discuss it.
Yeah,
on the podcast because of how close it was to me going into hospital and everything. It's very interesting because it says, you know, the sound of cold wind, groaning trees, and a child's voice singing a familiar song.
Yeah. So I definitely think we're getting flashbacks to Will in the Upside Down.
Are we getting... Well, I suppose you could still class this as a flashback. Are we getting a flashback, or is Vecna making him see it?
Well, that's it, yeah. Is it a flashback as us flashing back? Or, yeah, is... I don't need to reword exactly what you've just said. Because that's all I was about to do there. Yeah. That's a very good point.
Mm.
Exactly, because that's... We know he can make you see what... ever he wants. He did that with Nancy. He was like, oh, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so he showed her the future.
Yeah.
He can easily show Will the past.
I fear for all of them, but my God, do I fear for Will.
Yeah, because he's definitely still got a mental link, you know.
He's so linked.
He's still the guy touching the back of his neck anytime anything happens. Anytime they want to tense the moment, just get Noah to touch the back of his neck. Done.
Yeah. And you know what, funnily enough, that's another thing that I did see was on Noah's page when he had posted about the behind the scenes. Someone, funnily enough, Matthew Modine had commented putting Where's Brenna? Which made me laugh. But someone put, I just know that Will is going to slay. And Noah responded with, always. So I think if he survives or if he dies... I think he's going to put up a big fight. I think it's going to be the best we've ever seen of Will.
Yeah, I think so. Because that's it. Well, through, you know, in season 3, they just did him dirty.
Mm.
Season 4, they did him dirty.
Season 1, they did him dirty.
Season 1, he wasn't in, basically.
Because he was being...
exactly.
You know.
Exactly, that's it. It was just a couple of scenes through a gate. Season two was his... in a way.
But he was still pinned on dirty. Yes. He's never, ever, ever had a break.
No, not like that. I mean, in terms of his acting ability. You know, season 2 really reflected it. Season 1, he was barely in.
I see what you mean.
Season 3, can we play D&D now?
Yes.
Season 4, Mike.
I thought you were talking about the character.
No, no, he's always been done dirty. He's been done dirty from episode 1.
Yeah, of course. But the thing is, this season is going to be so big for him. Because it's been leading to this. And clearly, it has been leading to this. If they're taking us back to those moments, they were all there for a reason.
Exactly.
Something's happened. Something's... Oh, it's just... It stresses me out.
Yeah.
It stresses me out. And another thing, I hadn't wrote this down, but another thing that stresses me out is the set picture of Mike with either a bruise or a cut or something to his face.
Yeah, so I don't know if that released a day earlier or the same day as this behind the scenes clip.
Yeah.
but I saw them the same time either way. And yeah, it looks as if he's got a bit of a black eye.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So...
Oh.
What is that? Is that a battle wound? Is that a jock punching him in the face? Where's that come from? Or is it just a... Is it just lighting? Has he even got a bruise?
Honestly, like, when we watch season 5, I am going to be the most anxious I've ever been through the whole thing. Because I'm so scared for so many characters that we love.
The thing is...
I don't know how I can do it. I don't know how I'm going
to
cope.
I know. Honestly, why, we're going to have to just call an ambulance ready because our blood pressures are going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is... Yes, I'm scared for Will, because obviously he's got that link anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he is linked. But Mike is such an obvious target.
Definitely.
For Henry, Vecna 1, whatever you want to call him. Like,
if he wants to hurt 11.
If he wants to get to 11, then that's... Mike is the route. And it's so plainly obvious that if they don't go with that, then I feel like that's such a silly decision not to go that way.
I know, but I don't want him to be hurt.
Obviously, either. I don't want him to be hurt. I don't want him to be hurt at all. You know, protect them forever. But I feel like that's such a silly thing not to go with, because Henry's not an idiot.
He's not an idiot. And this is the thing. He knows from being in Will's mind that there's more than one person who loves Mike.
Yeah.
First, and of course, as well, Mike is the leader.
He is.
So it's not like... If he affected Mike, it's not like Dustin or Lucas would go unaffected or Nancy would be unaffected.
Everyone would be affected. Yeah. And that's it. Like we say, he knows how much Mike means to Elle. Because season 3, when she and Billy are having their little mind fight, she's calling for Mike.
Mm.
And Billy can hear that.
Yeah.
And he says he can't hear you. So... And we know that's Henry talking through Billy. So Henry has heard her calling for Mike.
Yeah.
In season 4, a lot of people seem to think that Henry could hear Mike's monologue. But I very much doubt that.
Yeah.
It's, in my opinion, obvious that it's just in Elle's head that she's hearing him, because she's not projecting her thoughts around the place. And... It's in her, you know, she's the one hearing Mike. Vecna's nowhere near Mike, so he's not going to hear that. That's my 2 pence on that situation anyway. So he hasn't heard Mike's monologue.
Yeah.
But I would still imagine he knows that Mike helped to give her that...
Definitely.
...boost that she needed to break free in that mind fight moment where Max met her fate for a bit.
I think the only thing that's going to kind of protect Mike is that Mike has suffered trauma. I'm not saying for a second that he hasn't, but most of that was focused around Elle not being there and not knowing what happened to her. So to an extent, he's probably worked through some of that trauma, because it was very much to do with being separated.
Maybe.
And... However, like, you've got the character of Will, who, I mean, obviously he's got that connection anyway, but my God, that he'd be too, like, too much for Vecna to not want to destroy. Like a vampire kind of thing with someone leaking blood. Like, there's probably nothing more fascinating to Vecna than him, because he has got the most trauma. He is spilling out with it. Like, not just stuff that's happened with the Upside Down. Like, his internal feelings, his sexuality, his feelings for Mike, his leaving his friends, having to move away. All these different things. His relationship with his father. Like, and of course, his link to the Upside Down and being in the Upside Down for the week. And I'm just like, yes... Mike is an easy target because of Elle, but I don't think he holds anywhere near the traumas that Will does.
No, that's it. Definitely.
And like, if a vampire, I know he's not a vampire, but if he's looking at a guy who's not bleeding and a guy who's spilling blood everywhere, he's going to be like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
I want that one.
Yeah. Will's definitely the easier target in terms of thinking of things to use against him, 100%. Yeah. With Mike, in terms of his fear, as he said himself, of Elle moving away from him, realising, oh, I don't need you anymore and all of that.
Yeah.
I don't think he would go that route. The thing is, they're at war.
Yeah.
So their lives are constantly in danger. So all Henry needs to do for Mike is just either remove her from the situation in his mind, or he could show him her dead. Any of that.
That's the thing, yeah. He can quite easily...
They are...
break down Mike's walls.
Yeah, that's it. Those two, they are... what? How do I word that? They are each other's strengths, but they're also each other's weaknesses.
Yes.
When it comes to Vecna. Because to get to Elle, show her Mike dead. To get to Mike, show him Elle dead. Or something like that. Yeah,
you're right. You are.
So it'd be very easy to get to either of them in that sense. But in terms of quantity, there's no one more completely ruined than Will.
Yeah. It's... oh, I can't even comprehend how this season's going to go.
Honestly, I don't know. They've, you know, it's been such a long time. You know, it's already been 2 years since season 4 released. But I can't blame them in that sense, because it is their last. They've got to make this perfect. They can't screw this up.
No, they can't.
They can't screw it up, and there's so much that needs closure. Unless they are going somewhere with these spin-offs and it's going to be that moving on from this, which I don't think so. But, yeah, they've got a lot of work ahead of them. So, you know, as much as we want to watch it right now, I know we've said this before, we want them to take as much time as they need to get this perfect.
That's it, yeah. I want it to be perfect. I don't want anything other than perfect.
No, exactly. So that means nobody dying.
They better not do a Game of Thrones to me, though. Any Game of Thrones fan will know that, especially the last episode of Game of Thrones, is just, what the hell?
Well, that's my point. It has to be perfect, not what the hell.
Yeah. So that I'm on board for. I think this would probably be a good time then for us to watch again the teaser of the back... I keep saying backstage, people. I suppose that's not the worst thing to call it. It technically is backstage.
Yeah, I guess.
Behind the scenes, I mean.
Yes. So, if you haven't seen it yet, here it is.
Camera's set.
We're about halfway through filming now, and it's exciting. So much going on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stranger Things Season 5. This is day one.
On Stranger Things 5.
So I started when I was 10. I'm now turning 20 years old. Feels very weird.
We're just kind of savoring every single moment.
It's just so exciting. I think this is going to be the best season yet.
Ready, action!
Like every season, you never know what to expect. 100%, the wait will be worth it.
Season 4 is big. Season 5 definitely is this bigger.
I love this show so much. I really am a fan.
I'm excited to have scenes with the original 4.
This is home. You just remember why you're doing it and how much fun you have.
This is the season the fans have been waiting for. And we hope you're as excited as we are to get to tell the final chapter in this story.
Well, of course we're as excited as you are.
Oh my God, that was so good.
It really is, isn't it?
It gets you so excited and nervous and, oh my God, I can't wait, but I don't want it to be over.
Absolutely, that's it. I have missed this so much. That's it. As much as I love watching the show, I love picking apart every little bit during this filming season.
Yeah, and this is it. Like, we've just watched it, but as I always say for us to do, we've watched it again in slow motion because you miss things.
You miss things because they cram so much into these teasers, whatever you want to call this one.
And they know what they're doing.
They do know what they're doing. Like, some of those scenes are like a couple of frames. Literally, you watch it full speed, you're not going to see it.
No. And like we said, they've spared no expense.
No.
Like, there were so many scenes. The upside down, although we've said, is it the upside down? Is it not the upside down
that's
now?
That's it. With these big gates cutting a hole through the ground, there's no difference between the two worlds now. They are one and the same.
That's it. Like, we see Castle Byers, but again, that could easily be the Castle Byers in our normal world.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's infiltrated so much now.
Exactly. That's it. We just don't know for sure.
No. And it's like, we see, like, one of the first scenes, we're seeing Dustin on his bike, aren't we?
Yeah.
And you said you think he's going to cemetery?
The general consensus seems to be that, yes. People seem to think he's visiting Eddie's grave.
Well, I only noticed when we watched it slowed down later on that he definitely is in the cemetery and there are jocks there.
Yeah.
And he's got his t-shirt, his Hellfire t-shirt is ripped. And he is bloodied up.
He is a bit, he's a bit bruised on the face. And in one of the pictures, Mike is as well. And so I theorised here now, nobody else is wearing Hellfire shirts.
No.
But he is. And Dustin is so the kind of person that you can imagine the entire party saying, right, we cannot wear this shirt anymore because everyone thinks we caused this.
Yeah.
But Dustin is absolutely the guy to say, no way, I am wearing this shirt for the rest of my life in honour of Eddie.
But and then, saying that though, we later see him in, I can't think of the name of it, but the radio station brand.
Well, this is it. So the fact that Dustin's shirt is ripped at the collar and we then see a bit, what looks like a bit of bruising on Dustin in what we think is the radio tower, and we've seen that picture with Mike looking a bit bruised, I think because of the shirt, they've gotten into a bit of a tussle. And you're thinking we've seen at the grave, Gaten and then a couple of jocks as well, so whether it happens there or if it happens at the school, personally, the way I can picture this is that everyone's told Dustin, you need to get that shirt off because you're going to get mobbed.
Mm.
And then it finally happens, and I can picture Mike is with him at the time. He's obviously going to try his best to help, but he's still a bit of a stick. So they just both get beat up.
I think, either something like that, or Mike is beaten up first while wearing his fire... Hellfire t-shirt, and so changes and has a black eye. But Justin's like, no, absolutely not. I don't care if they beat me up. But his t-shirt gets like ripped and all sorts of stuff. And he looks pretty badly beaten up when we see him in the picture in the radio station, which seems to be the hub, doesn't it?
It does seem to be, doesn't it? Yeah.
Because we saw Joyce, Nancy, Will, Jonathan, obviously Dustin, Steve, Mike, Lucas, and we believe Robin.
We believe so, yeah. So there's somebody sat in front of Will, and for a little moment you can see quite blondish long hair.
Yeah.
So we're automatically then thinking Robin, but you never see a face.
No.
So
that radio station is linked so much.
It absolutely is. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the base of operations at this point.
Yeah, I think so, because they can keep an eye on a lot of stuff that's happening, probably.
Yeah, if the radio tower is working.
Yeah, it's probably really useful for Elle's powers as well. And there's like little things, like you see the four original boys in the high school, and they've got a radio next to them.
Yeah.
And obviously we've seen previous photos and video clips of Mike and Elle on top of the radio station,
yep,
talking. So yeah, it's definitely, it's got to be the hub. It's got to be.
It has to be. Because that's it. The Wheeler basement isn't exactly that big.
No.
So it can't be the base of operations for all of this.
No.
And that's it. Like you said, you pretty much could have said the entire cast is at this place.
Yeah. Pretty much. And we do see like a lot of like new sets being built, so it could easily be like one of them, like linked to it as well. Yeah. But yeah, everything just seems to be on like a huge scale. I'm trying to think like what was coming next, because there was just so much that we were writing down, and obviously certain scenes linked to other scenes later on in the behind the scenes. Obviously we saw, I think, the hospital under Vines rather than the lab, although I'm sure they all are.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So there, a lot of people seem to think it might be the lab. There are some people questioning if the room ahead is the Rainbow Room.
Yeah, I do get that, but I just think it's going to be the hospital. Like we were saying with that kind of cassette player and stuff, and I think Vecna trying to come for Max. And there's been a lot of behind-the-scenes photos, you know, from different sources of the hospital.
Yeah.
And it's not looking its best.
No, it isn't.
We also saw the return of the tunnels.
Yes, and this is another one of those where at full speed, I
blink and you miss it.
It's blink, you don't miss the tunnel.
Yeah.
But what I did miss is that there's a ladder coming from a hole in the top of it.
Yeah.
So they are clearly digging into these tunnels for some reason, akin to season two.
Yeah. What makes me nervous as well is the amount of scenes it showed with different characters in houses that are flashing lights. Because we see Lucas in a flashing lights house with a lot of the production. Yeah. We saw Elle looking very serious in a house that's flashing lights, which you also realised, like a soldier kind of type person.
Yeah, so a bit later on, there's a clip of like a soldier walking in with a rifle, and I'm sure the window to the left is the same kind of window that Elle is right next to in her little clip.
Yeah.
Well, her first little clip anyway. And it makes me question, are they either pursuing Gail? Are they after her? Or you're wondering, are they with her? Is she the...
their leader, yeah.
Is she the leader and are they trying to help her?
Because obviously we see Linda Hamilton as well, and we're both expecting her to play quite a fierce character.
Yeah, everyone's expecting her to play some sort of big government figure.
That's it. I'm expecting her to be some sort of kind of like army, I don't know, general, like someone really high up.
Yeah.
And can even imagine her like speaking to Elle and hopefully being a good character and being like, I like you, we'll follow you,
yeah,
you know, kind of
that's
thing.
It, yeah. For all we know, Owens could have pulled his finger out and finally gotten a crew on Elle's side.
Yeah.
Because that's it, going from season four, obviously there was that crew, you know, she pulls a helicopter down for trying to snipe her.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
She means business,
she
people.
She means business, and hopefully this is Owens finally getting her crew on her side. Because, my God, we all know she is the most powerful entity on the planet, but she's still one person.
Yeah.
She needs all the help she can get to finish this.
But like, going back to the flashing lights, another person we see is the new Holly.
Yeah.
First in her room and then in the kitchen.
At least we believe it's her room anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bedroom. Yeah,
she
it
is,
must be hers.
She's looking at something that is distressing her.
In that kitchen.
And
yeah. This
is the thing. It's like I was saying, the flashing lights don't always mean Vecna. They could mean a Demogorgon. They could mean so many things.
It could mean absolutely anything. That's it. Is he in her head? Is
she
there
seeing
a
an evil Karen? Is she seeing Ted being eaten by a Demogorgon?
That's it. You just don't know. It could be absolutely anything. But either way, you can see in her face, it ain't good.
No. And like, leading from that as well, there's a camera shot, isn't there, of Nancy and Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. So I love what people are saying. You know, these two have finally remembered that they're siblings.
Yeah.
But Nancy does not seem very happy to be talking with Mike. And this is it. She's looking at him with so much concern.
I was going to say, when you said not happy, it makes it sound like she's angry at him.
No.
She looks really distraught.
She looks very stressed. And I don't know what that's going to be. It could be anything. Again, it could be that she's worried for Mike because of what Vecna showed her. It could be they are worried about Holly.
Yeah.
Or, for all we know, maybe Mike is seeking some counsel in his sister. Maybe he's worried about Elle.
Yeah.
And he's talking to his sister about it for once in his life.
Yeah, he could literally be breaking his heart. Like, I love her, I don't want to lose her.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, I don't know what to do.
Because that's it. Yes, she looks concerned, but it's not... I don't think it's hugely, like, a fearful look.
Yeah.
I think it's more of, like, a concerned but solemn look.
Yeah.
So... I could 100% picture it being her trying to comfort Mike in his fear of losing Elle or something like that.
Yeah. Well, Elle, the scenes that we see her in, she's looking, obviously, very serious.
Yeah.
But you can't not notice her hair.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. She's got a bun. So it's long enough to bun up.
Yeah, exactly. And
which we'd seen before.
That doesn't happen overnight.
No, exactly. We had seen the fact that she's got her hair back in some of this behind the scenes and some of the official pictures, but especially the clip of Maleven on top of what we believe is the radio tower.
But the thing is, for me, I do remember that, and I obviously remember her having the hairstyle. But for all we knew, that was like a rehearsal, you know?
Yeah,
like, and then they
exactly.
were going to cover up the actual one when they did that so that the outside people couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So to think that that is her actual hair, which is probably about shoulder length, probably a little bit longer.
I think so.
That is at least
a
year.
I think if it wasn't straight, it's probably about the same length as season two.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe slightly longer, but yeah. Either way, it's just another bit of proof for the time skip that we're clearly going to have.
And the reason we always sound so like, what the hell, when we talk about this, is because I just don't understand how they wouldn't want to strike Vecna while he's weak.
Exactly. It's very much, don't get me wrong, I know they're going to need some time to get their energy, get ready, get prepared. They can't just go in straight and get slaughtered.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want him to be preparing,
no,
getting his strength back and all that. So it very much is a case that you want to be in there and striking right now,
rather than
wasting any time.
But speaking of like time, like Millie herself says that she was 10 when they started, and we get some beautiful clips obviously from behind the scenes of season one.
Maleven on the bike.
And now she's 20.
How did that happen?
I know. It does. It kind of blows my mind, actually. Because obviously she's talking about the time it's took for filming as well, rather than when they've come out. But it is. It's just mind-blowing to me. And maybe it's because we joined this after season two.
Yeah.
Came out, so we, you know, we weren't there from day one, which makes me so sad.
But
although I'm glad we didn't have to wait to find out if
I've always said
Elle
I'm
was
very
alive
glad.
Or not.
I've always said I am very glad I didn't have to watch season one on its own.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it does blow your mind when you think about how much time it has been.
Yeah, exactly. They were literal babies.
They were. I mean, they were in that small clips as well. There was some interesting moments of Will. Like, he is staring straight ahead at something while the boys behind him at a picnic bench, which I said I think might be the picnic bench that Eddie takes...
For their little exchange, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is. It's definitely in the woods, I remember that. And I think there was a bench there, so maybe they are...
Well, they were in the same spot.
But yeah, like you say, the boys are all there, but Will is walking away, very clearly looking at something. So,
in that Will way that he does.
Well, that's it. He's done that before, season two, but makes me worry. Is he seeing a grandfather clock?
Oh God, don't say that. Honestly, it makes me like, it turns my tummy. It's that feeling of like when you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm quite an empathetic person, aren't I? And even though these are characters, I'm so distressed.
Absolutely, like, that's it. You know, yes, these are just characters, but this show means so bloody much to us.
It does, it does.
This, I've said time and time and again, these kids of ours are going to know that their lives exist because of this show.
Yes.
This show literally means everything to us.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, as fan fiction writers, and any other fan fiction writer will know this as well, like, you get to know the characters even more because you're writing as them. You really pull them into your heart and try and understand the characters.
You get right into their mindset. You dive straight in. You have to become that character for a bit. And yes, you're not acting it, but you are acting it in your head.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And then transferring that onto the page. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. As a writer, you really do get to know, and honestly, you get to love these characters so much.
It hits you on a different level. It does.
Like, that's it. Obviously, they're not our characters, but because you've written content of them, you feel like They are, in a way. That's it. Obviously, you can't steal them, but...
No.
Shut up.
Another thing with Will as well, you see him falling from the top of a tree.
Yes. So we see his season one self falling from a tree, clearly in the upside down. I would 100% say this is the upside down. It can't be the right side up, this.
And this is the thing, like, this could be a real scene from his memory.
Yeah.
This could have been him hiding from a demogorgon in up a tree.
Yeah.
And he's fallen. This could be him being seen, being shown these scenes by Vecna, and suddenly he's back in the outfit as if he is that age.
Yeah.
Or he is that age and he did see Vecna. There's so many, like, possibilities.
Exactly, yeah. And that's it. Like you say, was he hiding from a demogorgon and it managed to shake him off or something like that? Or maybe he just fell on his way down. Or, like you say, it could easily just be a case that Henry is making him see his younger self, and then this is him... It's also like Nancy did when she came through the gate and kind of grabbed a hold of her mind as she fell. She then fell further than the floor in her mind.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well, yeah.
It could be a case of that where Will's having a flashback, but then this fall is just in his head as Vecna tortures him mentally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm more akin to him, you know, hiding up there and then falling down on his way down, or I don't think the Demogorgon would have made him fall down, because then he'd be demo food.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I think he's either fallen down after the Demogorgon's left on his way down.
But most likely it's a Vecna trick.
I do like wonder Nancy, if it's a Vecna trick. Yeah, I think so, because he doesn't come out of the upside down injured. He's never really moaning about an injury of a tree, and that's quite a height.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he would have broken a couple of bones from that height.
Yeah, so yeah, I think we are on board that is a Vecna move, like he does with Nancy.
I think so, personally,
yeah. And another scene that we see is Hopper clearly about to rage war on someone or something. He's got guns.
Yeah,
he's got a lovely big beard.
Yeah, another evidence of the time skip there. We do wonder if it's the upside down or the right side up. Again, what's the difference anymore?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's against a wall. He seems to be sat against a wall, and I wonder if he's just been thrown against it.
Yeah.
Or something, and he's, like, taking a moment to breathe, and then he sort of lifts his hands up, like, right, let's go, sort of thing.
Yeah, and the scenery... Sorry, if you know my tummy, people. The scenery... is very grey, isn't it? So that's why we're like, ooh, is it upside down or is it just meant to be dark and foggy and,
well,
this
is the thing, because the ups... I won't say the upside down. The right side up is very much turning into it. Like, the end of season four, all the grass, all the flowers and all that are grey. They're dead. And so the upside down is literally leaking into the real world, so it could very much look the same.
Yeah.
In any spots of the right side up.
And really, I think the only appropriate thing to end on from this clip is Jamie, aka Vecna, saying season 4 was big, season 5 definitely feels bigger.
Yeah. I mean, even we all knew it was going to be. But,
even from those clips, yes. It looks huge, and I'm sure Netflix have chucked all their money at it, as they should.
Absolutely, yeah, that's it. This is... I know, obviously, Netflix was huge before, but this is the thing that really, really made Netflix what it is.
Absolutely. Like,
they can't deny that. I don't think they would want to deny that.
No, this, you know, it's their pride and their glory. This is
literally their pride and glory, and to the point that they wanted them to film 2 seasons at the same time.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Mm.
Like, it wasn't it 3 and 4 they wanted them to film at the same time?
I think so.
Could you imagine what they'd be like if they did that?
I know.
But like, they'd still be the same age as season 3.
Yeah.
In season 4 then. That could change so much.
I know. But it sounds and it looks like they're going to have had another big age gap now. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited of more of a mature take on it. And I'm excited, obviously, for the production value, for how much money has gone into it.
Yeah.
But more than anything, the fact that they've said it's going to be like the season 1 and 2 and 4 kind of had a baby.
Yeah, season 1 and 4 had a baby, and that baby is on steroids.
Yeah, and, you know, if we have only got 8 episodes to tie up all these loose ends to finish this story, I really hope that we have got, like, epic scenes from the first episode.
Absolutely. Like you say, they said themselves very early on that it was going straight into the action. There was no pause.
Yeah.
It's as if it's just a continuation.
Even though we think it's probably a year later.
But that's it. It's like, are they going to film a bit straight after, and then is the time skip going to be within the season?
Maybe. Very possible. There's no reason why they couldn't. And that would probably make more sense.
Yeah, exactly.
That's... It would answer, like, my kind of question as to, why are you leaving it a year, you know, when Vecna's this or that?
He's literally got a massive hole in the ground. He could just come through any second and start slaughtering the world.
Yeah.
But in terms of the episodes, like you're saying, their quality and quantity and all of that, something Maya Hawke said recently, I forgot to mention, in an interview, she has been quoted saying that every episode is like a movie. So, lengthwise, from that little video I did recently, I forgot how long season 4, volume 2's episodes were.
Yeah.
When I was doing that, looking for the clips in those 2 episodes, it reminded me. How many episodes did it have? Was it 9? Season 4?
Yes.
Episode 8 was 1.5 hours. And then episode 9 was about 2.5 hours. So if they're all that length, then...
I'll forgive them 3 episodes.
I will forgive them... I mean, I don't mind 8 episodes anyway. I'm okay with that. But, yeah, especially if they come in 2 halves, if they're that long, then I can accept that.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, really, that is all of it covered.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything else you want to add.
No, not off the top of my head. No. I think we've pretty much covered everything that's happened over this. This crazy 3 months.
I know, it's been very exciting, crazy 3 months for us, and it's clearly been a very exciting, crazy 3 months of filming at Stranger Things.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. That's it. Well, 7 months.
Yeah, gosh.
Crazy.
Well, we will be back next week, and we're going to be going back to our rewatch.
Yes, so that's it. The next episode, we'll be going back into the rewatch program again. I can't tell you what episode is after the Pollywog.
No, your special powers aren't working today.
No. Darn it.
I have to just leave you in suspense.
Yeah.
If you've listened to this, thank you so much for sticking with us.
Yes,
thank you very much. We are back, better than ever, tireder than ever.
Crazier. I'm already asleep.
Oh, I'm on my own. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We'll be back soon. And now we have the addition of our YouTube channel. please feel free to go and watch, well, I was going to say watch, listen to the podcast there, but watch the little clips that we have picked.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
See you next week.